This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
For some market analysis and more on the Fed meeting, let's bring in my regular Tuesday guest, Julie Nieman. She's an analyst with Smith Moore & Company, and she's here live. Hey, Julie.
Morning.
So two of the more dovish members of the Fed board are going to rotate into voting positions in the new year. Big picture, what do you expect from this week's meeting and from the Fed going into the new year?
Oh, it's going to be even more easy money going to the policy committee. The inflation hawks are flying off, and they're really concerned about unemployment now, and there's almost no real job growth. And you've got a stated inflation rate so low, and if it does stay below 2%, we're likely to see the rationale for easy money from here and beyond, Bernanke stated 2015. The economy just isn't forging ahead meaningfully, so how do they do it? Well, they're going to target unemployment at 6.5%. It's about 7.7 now, and the only reason it fell was because of discouraged job seekers. So they're going to focus on buying $45 billion of long bonds just like they've been doing, but they'll stop selling the short end, stepping down in quality as well, too. So kind of forget about that. So now here we come, QE4 and more.
Mark your words. All right, so before we do the numbers here, let's turn to the markets. There's no clear fiscal cliff deal in sight yet. Tell me about the difference that I know that you're seeing between how big institutional investors and smaller individual investors are investing right now.
Well, right now we've got a lot of tax selling going on and some window dressing going on by mutual fund managers. They sell all the dogs they've owned over the past year so they can show winners to shareholders in fourth quarter. But the market is going up for one major reason. The institutions are in. Bonds are offering little value. Treasuries are downright speculative. And stocks, while they're not really cheap, do offer dividends, which have actual yields, bonds don't, and growth potential. So they're moving back in. And that counts for most of the market participation. Individuals, they're going through institutions. They're not buying individual stocks as much. They're on the sidelines, fear. They're moving stock and money into bonds, even though that's where the greatest investment risk is right now. What are their fears? Fiscal cliff, Europe, the economy, choose your poison. Institutions are continuing to say that nobody could possibly be so stupid as to incur such destruction with a fiscal cliff. Individuals are not so sure about that, and they're staying on the sidelines, but it's not measuring on the market yet.
All right. Julie Nieman, analyst with Smith Moore & Company. Thank you.
You bet.